On ABC Radio Hobart, it's Breakfast with Rick Goddard.
I've just had this put in my hand, actually, which is a comparison. If you borrow $600 on your credit card, that'll cost you $20 over 3 months. If you get it from a bank, $13. And from a payday loan company, $192. It's just staggering. So why are these people allowed to charge whatever interest rates they want? And when there is a no-interest loan scheme available, how come people aren't accessing it? John Hooper is CEO of the no-interest loan scheme. G'day.
Good morning, Rick.
This is really just fascinates me why, first of all, the payday loan people can charge any interest rate they like and how they get away with not telling people up front what that is.
Yeah, I think the key point is that there's a slight regulation over them. So those figures you quoted are the caps they can charge, but that's outrageous that they can charge $192 over 3 months for a $600 loan.
Mm.
And just the federal government haven't regulated it like they should.
Is there legislation out there?
We've been waiting. In April 2018, they did what was called exposure legislation and then promised to introduce that to Parliament at the end of the year. Mm. It's now the end of 2019 and we're still waiting.
What are the stories you hear about the sort of trouble people get into with payday loans?
We see it a lot in the NIL scheme. We looked yesterday and we reckon about 20 to 30% of the people that come to us for loans have payday loans. And so people just get into a debt spiral. So they take that loan out at a moment of need. One lady I talked to yesterday got it for her brakes. Then something happens in your life, and if you can't make the payment in a particular fortnight, they charge fee after fee after fee, and she's now up to about $850 for a $350 loan very quickly.
And her story is on this great ABC story, which is on our website as well. You can look that up. So it really just snowballs very quickly.
It does, and it's just that people in that moment of desperation will go to a payday lender, get the loan out, but then there's the debt spiral. What's worse, if you actually get in a position you can pay it out quickly, they actually charge you fees. So you still get monthly fees even if you pay out the loan. And so that's one of the things. And they also keep text messaging people unsolicited offers of more and more credit. If you get a loan through them, your Facebook feed will fill up with loan offers.
And you've noticed this?
Oh, absolutely. I started, because I talk about loans now with this role, my feed fills up and now I get these offers all the time in my feed just by the way the algorithms work. So they're very clever and it's just exploiting people who are vulnerable.
Because when you're hungry for money, you just look for it anywhere, you'll take it anywhere. So the no interest loan scheme, this is a federal government scheme. It's really big in Tasmania.
Yeah.
Why are people not looking at their options? Why are they not seeing you in their feed?
Yeah, look, Tassie's 4% of the national population. We're doing 11% of the loans nationally because Tasmania has a high proportion of people on low incomes.
Yeah.
And more and more people are turning to us. We're growing at about 19% per year and just keeping up. And so we would love to do more loans. If you need a fridge, a washing machine, you know, an appliance, come to the NIL scheme, please. Don't use a payday loan. Don't use a consumer lease or a radio rentals, which is another thing we want the government to legislate against or to cap slightly. And so NILs, we can help people. We do help people who are on a concession card.
Gillian Hobart said, my dentist offered me a payday loan as a way of paying the difference between my health insurance and his charge. I'm a pensioner.
I nearly swore on radio then. That's appalling. And so that's people, we do loans for people who are using dental and medical. We wish we didn't have to, but we will do it. We don't want anyone taking out a payday loan. And I think that's just highlights the lack of support for people.
So to get one of your loans, because one of the things about the payday loans is they'll get the money to you really fast.
Yep.
And then you're locked in. They have an interest in that. How hard is it to get cash out of your system?
We don't do it as quickly as a payday loan because we actually scrutinise people's capacity to repay and we can do it pretty quickly. The thing is we don't do cash. We do the product, the washing machine, the fridge, and then people pay us back through Centrepay over 18 months.
Or the bill? The dentist bill?
The dentist bill, same deal. Uh-huh. Yeah. But we just don't do cash. So we would pay the dentist for that bill.
Yeah.
And so that works out pretty quickly, but it can be sometimes between a week before we can get a loan to people.
Okay, so but a week's achievable for most situations.
That's right.
Could be a week without a car if it's your brakes, though, in the case of the lady
Absolutely.
You talked about earlier.
Yeah, and it's just that we don't you know, we don't have the sophistication around being able to do that quickly. And our model depends on going through about 93 different community organisations to come to us. And I think I mentioned to you before, we want to expand into doing income loans to people on low incomes. And we're about to trial something around registrations with the state government early in the new year.
Because that's a particular issue, isn't it, with people with shortfalls in income if they're waiting for someone to pay them for a gig or something.
That's right. Yeah. It's been in terms of doing this report recently, even talking to a couple of journalists who in situations of their lives have taken out payday loans. So it's particularly in Tasmania where it's just contract income or casual income and people on low incomes. We want to be able to do more. Mm. The state government also provide us operational funding and actually a lot more than the federal government. And so Newstart's not going up. Robo-debts are happening. The very least the federal government could do is actually just cap the damage that these organisations do on vulnerable income, people on vulnerable incomes.
Do you get much interest from MPs?
We have. Look, and Bridget Archer is meeting with us tomorrow, which is great. She's offered that. We wrote to all the federal Liberal MPs and senators, and Bridget's the only one who's offered us a meeting, and that's a coalition of NILS, Tasmania, TASCOS, Anglicare, the Hobart Community Legal Centre, just begging them to put the legislation in place that they have drafted.
And it's there and it would make such a big difference. And then if people want to access your scheme for appliances, for possibly medical bills and stuff, you need to have a concession card?
That's right. Yeah.
So if you don't have that, you can't access it?
Yeah, healthcare card or a concession card.
Okay, yeah. And then they find you where?
Yep, our website is nilstasmania.org.au.
N-I-L-S,
N-I-L-S, tasmania.org.au.
Great to talk to you this morning. That's John Hooper, the CEO, and he wants to hear from you and just get the word out there, I guess, so people know what the choices are.